Calvin Vlanderen. That second moto was a lot of work. Lewis and I had a little bet, gentleman's bet, on whether you would get gifting or not. I didn't think you would. He said you would last lap, so Lewis believed in you more than me, I guess.
Okay. When did you guys make this bet?
Oh, second lap, whatever. Yeah, because he was fourth. Yeah. Bogers was behind him, I think, so he was fourth.
Yeah, he was fifth.
Or fifth, Bogers, yeah. Bogers was fourth. Yeah, so I was like, okay, I looked at it. So, we made it early.
Yeah, okay. So Lewis was right. Yeah. I got him. Last lap. Yeah, it was a tough one.
Yeah.
It was the roost hurts a lot. It was hurting a lot. And I knew, the first couple of laps, I was searching for a place to pass. And I found one on the back of the track. And everyone was kind of going into the inside. And I was, railing this third rut and, hopping over one bump.
But coming down the hill or?
No, before. A little bit the tight section before going down the hill. Yeah. And that worked out. Every lap I was setting them up, and it worked out good. So it was a good ride to get back to fifth.
It's really impressive because I was thinking to myself, we talked about your heart rate yesterday in this track, and it was muddier yesterday, but you couldn't, hold the throttle on this track. It's almost like slow down to go fast. So you probably, really had to work for that.
The heart rate wasn't 130 in the second mode, I'll tell you that. It was close to 190, I think.
What did you think of that crash in front of you? How did you see it?
I was right behind them. Yep. I had a pretty good start, inside the top five, just behind them. And I think it was Prado, Guio, Jeffrey. Yep. I think it was those three. And they were just, I think, sandwiched Prado. None of them wanted to, give up a place, So everyone was just going for it.
I think you ran over Prado.
I ran over Prado, yeah. I had nowhere to go. Sorry to him, but, I hope he's all right.
Yeah. Hey, a good first moto, though, right? You had to be happy with that?
Riding, I wasn't so happy with it. I was quite tight. I had quite a big crash in the warm-up this morning, and they had to change a couple things on the bike, grips, handlebars, throttle cable, and I hate riding with a new throttle cable, and it was just too loose for me, and so I had a little bit of arm pump, and I couldn't really ride like I wanted. It's a bummer about that, but it was a solid ride, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, because in the second moto, Jeremy was third, right, big crash, and those guys pulled away so much. You're wondering, on this track, again, going slow is better than going fast. And you're like, where are they making up the time? So what are they doing a little different, you think?
I wish I could have hang on to them in the first race. Yeah. I was just behind them. Jeffrey got me the second lap. He flew by me. And, like I said, I was battling with my own little issues, the arm pump and stump. And I was really, just trying to focus on myself and my riding. I didn't really focus on what they were doing. But I think it's just everywhere a little bit faster, Just corner speed, their commitment is a little bit more. And especially on the jumps, they're winning a little bit of time compared to me. They're really scrubbing. And whereas the first one, I had a little bit of arm pump, so I was trying to breathe in the jumps, trying to get a little bit more air time. And they were just scrubbing and getting the wheels back on the ground. So
yeah, just because Jeremy, you guys are great riders. And that second moto, they had 30 seconds on them. And I was like, holy shit, where are they doing this on this kind of tighter track, When you come to a place like this, it's got a lot of history, right? It's got a lot of, it's just Italy with history back in this place. Do you like these kind of facilities or do you rather have more of the purpose-built stuff?
I like these facilities a lot. I just feel like we need to change something with the tracks.
Okay.
Make them somehow wider, more lines. I'm not sure exactly how we can do it, but yeah, I like coming here. The track's good. It's a good racing track. Normally, it's a pity that we had so much rain. So, the crew did good work on the track for the amount of rain that we had last night. So, I like these places. I don't think we all come back every year, but I think they need to try and listen to the riders and try and make the tracks wider and maybe rip them completely, the whole track from the left side to the right side completely the same.
Yeah.
Whereas now sometimes one side is just better and everyone just following in that one side. No one wants to go out the line,
For me, this is only my second time here, so I'm not an expert here, but it looks almost too small for a 450. Do you know what I mean? Make it wider or change it somehow, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just I think we need it. They need to get an old MXGP rider in who's there every weekend and trying to improve the tracks like this. I think this is what they had in the past, which was really good, and now they don't. And I think that's what they're missing, some experience.
Feel any pressure being the only guy not healthy right now for the team? And it's a it's a factory team and everything else. Do you feel any pressure?
Not really.
No
I'm riding good. Yep. I'm doing my best that I can, and I feel like I'm putting on a good. I'm doing well for the bike and for the brand at the moment. Obviously, I would like to be a little bit close to the front, but realistically, I'm just a little bit off. So I'm doing what I'm expected to do, and I can't put more pressure on myself. So
that leads me to my next question. Been a good season for you, right? You've been happy?
Yes. Yeah. Fourth in the championship's not too bad.
Yeah.
So, we all try to finish like this, I think.
All right, settle an argument between Kiefer and I a little bit. Old Yamaha versus new. It's been second year of this design. Old one, Kiefer likes it better. This one, I like it better. Mm. He's a much better rider than I am. But where are you at with the two designs? I mean, obviously, you know, trying to be politically correct here and not get you fined, but...
Old one in the sand.
Okay.
New one on the hard pack.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Just handling-wise?
Yeah, I felt like the rear end of the bike, like the chassis, was a lot more solid, more planted on the old one, especially in the sand. This one is I'm struggling a little bit to find to get the traction, and that's all I can say, basically.
All right, sounds good, man. Thanks for this. Good job.
Cool. Thanks, man. Cool.